Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jessica Moser is here. We're happy about that, too. I know. Settle down. Settle down. I'm excited, too. Senior VP of Small Business Specialty Business, Small and Specialty Business at MetLife. Segment head for MetLife's Group Benefits Organization. She is joining us today. Just because we like having her on the show, but she also brings with her the MetLife U.S. Chamber Quarterly Small Business Index. They poll 1,000 small business owners across the nation and find out what they got on their mind. And she's bringing us another excellent report, I should say. She's our good friend Jessica Moser. Welcome back.
Well, thank you so much, Jim. It is a true pleasure to be here and a great way to start my day.
It's good to have you back.
Happy New Year to you and to everyone who's listening.
Thank you, Jessica, and right back at you. Hey, Jessica, I've been around a long time. You know that I've been to town more than once, and and I've never seen a small business sector as excited, as energized, and as financially stable and solid as the small business sector in America is right now.
Know,
in my long
so
career,
exciting.
I've never seen anything like this. What did your index show?
It showed exactly what you're saying. The index really goes into a lot of different topics, but it starts out with what we call we try and measure the optimism of small businesses about mm-hmm. their local economy and their national economy, so that we can get not just a backward-looking perspective, but really forward-looking. What's the optimism? And this year, over 70% of small business owners have a positive outlook about their mm-hmm. companies and the small business environment. So the score was actually 71.3, and it's percent, and it's the highest score of economic confidence in the 10-quarter history of the index.
And
what's great, I think, is it's driven by confidence in local economy and the health of their own business.
What they see around them. There are two different ways that you measure confidence in small business, as you know. What do they think about their business? And what do they think about the macro economy, the larger picture? And you're exactly right. And I will tell you, I've been polling small business owners for 20 years, Jessica, and typically the bottom quadrant of I typically break the responses into four options. You know, we're awesome, okay. we're close to awesome, we're hanging in there, we're not doing good. The bottom two typically will be around 35, at least a third total, if not, and sometimes mm-hmm. a fourth, 40%. But as you noted, it's below 30% in your poll. In my poll, it was even lower than that. And I mean, in my career, I've never seen that kind of optimism. And it's real, isn't it?
Well, it's real. And the reason that we are so excited about it is because of the point you made, which is almost 60%, 59, because when we try to dig a little deeper, 59% of business owners say that their local economic outlook is good. And that's up 3 points since mm-hmm. the last time we did the index.
And there's one.
They do also continue to view the national economy, still 57-58%, but up 3 points on the local economy is very encouraging.
And the one thing, and that is, you're exactly right. There's one thing, though, that continues to stay under the radar, and most people don't talk about this, but I do all the time. One of the reasons why small business owners are feeling optimistic is because never in the history of small business have their balance sheets been stronger, is their cash flow better, because they just came through the lost decade of the last decade.
Yep.
And if they survived, they deleveraged and they found a way to operate their business better, yep. more fundamentally. And if you're not afraid of a downturn, you're more optimistic when things are going great. You're not worried about you're not driven by sales. Your cash flow is not dependent upon sales like it is when you're
that's
having a
right,
tough time. I think that's a shadow part of this that people don't really focus on. What do you think?
Right. I think that's right, and I think that's what drives the confidence. Mm-hmm. Now, if you go like one level down, there's a million ways to think about this, but if you go one level down, there is kind of a good news, bad news story. So overall, great story. Next level down, of course, there's some that are doing better, some that are doing worse.
Mm-hmm.
Manufacturers are much more pessimistic and actually getting more pessimistic in terms of how they're viewing their business.
Mm-hmm.
And we can talk for a minute about why. The good news, and I was listening before, is that we also segment our data not just by industry, but also by age and all sorts of different things. And we found that minority-owned small businesses, right, February, Black History
right.
Month, we want to,
right.
I mean, it works here. Minority-owned small businesses are more likely, so some of the questions we ask about, are you going to hire, which is a key indicator, they're much more likely to plan to grow staff, 36% over non-minority, which is 27%.
That's really
and this
good
is the
news.
Second quarter, this is true, yeah, so it's really very interesting. And millennials also have plans to grow
mm-hmm.
staff. So
mm-hmm.
It's almost like those smaller segments are more optimistic.
When was your survey take? When was it finalized? Was it end of the month, end of last year?
This is fourth quarter, so I think
right.
it was November.
The reason I pointed that out
December.
Is I wonder
Sorry,
if
my,
the next survey with the two trade deals done and the tariffs dropping, if that won't improve your manufacturing number. It's got to, hasn't it?
Yep. I think you know what? I think that you have a point, right? Because there was a Deloitte study that was finished right at the end of the year that said part of the challenge in their outlook, their difficulty in hiring, which obviously contributes to that,
mm-hmm.
is around uncertainty in tariffs and the
mm-hmm.
subsequent impact, of course. So I think I am very strongly cautioned by my lawyers not to predict anything, but I think that
no, that's
you
my,
have.
That's my job.
I think you're onto something
to me,
there.
I need the website, Jessica.
So the website is www.uschamber.com/SBIndex, S-B-I-N-D-E-X.
Yeah, there you go. Check it out. Quick break, right back with Jessica Moser, our good friend from MetLife. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.